More now on our top story. The Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland has collapsed and rescue crews pulled out two people alive in the water. They believe there are six people that are remaining missing. And KYW's Tim Jimenez joins us live from Baltimore with the latest now. Tim?
Yeah, Denise, and where we are west of the Patapsco River, where the twisted metal of the Key Bridge is. This is a bridge that had been standing for nearly 50 years, and it went down overnight close to 1:30 in the morning when this cargo ship hit one of the pillars of the bridge, and it all came tumbling down. A road crew, we just heard from the governor here in Maryland saying that a road crew was out repairing potholes when the crash happened, and they were the eight people who were on the bridge at the time of the collapse. And according to officials, six of them are still unaccounted for. Two were pulled out of the water after this all happened, one in serious condition. The other actually refused treatment. The governor says the crew on the cargo ship actually, before this all happened, notified authorities that there was a power issue. And after that happened, the governor says they were able to, the city here and state officials, they were able to block traffic so more drivers could not get on the bridge. So this was a situation where, according to the governor, lives were saved. The Key Bridge, about 35,000 people take this every single day, 11 plus million every year. So the bridge going down certainly will have a significant travel impact for those, for people who live around here and those who travel through here. And who knows how long this will take to get rebuilt, Denise. But the governor and other officials here say that they will worry about that later on, because the top priority now is to find and rescue the six people who are still unaccounted for.
All right. KYW's Tim Jimenez live in Baltimore. Thank you, Tim. And keep it on KYW News Radio. We will have continuing coverage of the bridge collapse throughout the day.